774-SLU.
It's Billiken time.
This holiday season, Subway is celebrating you because it's customer appreciation. The meatball marinara and the cold cut combo are now $2 each. Subway, eat fresh.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy
tune. Got you hear a pitter-patter, that happy tune is your turn. Well, it's almost Christmas so time. Getting real close just around the corner.
Side. Who is this?
This is Ben Crosby.
Ben Crosby?
Yeah. I'm Bing's boy. A lot of people don't know about me because he kept me kind of quiet. It's kind of a family secret. Yeah.
That's right. You're all angry, sick people. But over these next hours, you will be broken down to the level of infants, then rebuilt as functional members of society, then broken down again, then lunch. Then, if there's time, rebuild once more.
Well, now that's some funny comedy, I tell you. If I never had a celebrity rich fight, dreaming of a white Christmas, that ought to prove to you right there that I'm Bing's little boy.
At my feet,
on the sunny side of Bobble Hill Street. Yeah. Well, Christmas just around the corner. Danny, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing...
Ben Crosby.
Doing fine, Ben.
Yeah. A lot of people say I sound like my dad. Some people say I don't sound anything like him.
No? I'm not sure what you sound
like.
I'm
in one of those camps.
Well, now that's funny comedy, too. You must be peon.
Yes, sir. Ben,
I like to do the ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba thing, popping the P's and B's and things like that. My dad did that. And he never told anybody about me because he was jealous because I believe he thought I was actually a better singer than he was. Okay, I'll give you a little example if you like. Come on here, Alexander's Ragtime Band. How's that? Well, thank you, everybody. Well, I can tell I'm not getting a very warm reception here. I just mow someone along and go somewhere where they appreciate me. This was really painful. I would say see you later, but I don't guess I will.
That's funny.
Hey, who was that guy?
I don't know.
Who was it?
Ben? Oh, Ben Crosby.
Ben Crosby. Who's that?
Where
Bing,
were you?
Bing's son.
Oh, down the hall.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't know he had a son, Ben Crosby.
No.
Did he sound like him?
A little bit.
Maybe. He was trying to. He kind of sounded like a cross between Davy Lee and... I'm not sure who. Who else? Maybe Bing Crosby.
Perry, you know what I just thought about?
Oh,
some
Perry
of those
Como.
Big singers, like, they were almost asleep. Like Dean Martin, Bing Crosby, Perry Como, they all had that kind of, you know, Dean was more of a, I'm trying to, everybody. But they all had that, you know, like I'm half asleep thing. And even...
crooner, I think.
Well, Sinatra was
crooner,
probably the of the crooners. Yeah, but Sinatra didn't sound like he was sleepy. He had more sort of power in it. But the others had that same common denominator. It's like, well, I just took a little Dramamine, and you know,
yes.
I'll try to sing while I'm sleeping if I can. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's the 8th of December. I'm distracted, and I'll tell you why.
What's the deal?
I have a disturbing email in front of me. That's
uh-oh.
Why. It's very brief. It's one sentence. Craig, a regular listener, hardcore listener, listens every day, every show, all the entire show. Here's what he says. I happen to hear Martin K. and Randy N., that would be Kilcoyne and Naughton.
Right.
Happen to hear Martin K. and Randy N. discussing eating beaver this morning. And that's it. That's the email.
Ooh.
What kind of show is that? You know,
what
let me say something.
Heck?
That's the kind of filth we will not go for here. That's
no.
What separates us from that show, Kilcoyne Show, talking about eating beaver and stuff like that. How do they get away with that? I guess maybe because you've got a female in there. They go, well, you know, if she's going to play along with it, I guess it's okay. It can't be offensive. I'm offended reading the email. All right. Once again, happened to hear. This is the kind of thing, you know, people turn on the station, and we'd like to have a station we're proud of.
Right.
And then they hear that. Oh, happened to hear him discussing eating beaver this morning.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It just sounds disgusting. I think it's a roadkill, like, reference or something.
Well, yeah, I get emails all the time saying, thank goodness you guys
don't cross the line.
Do a respectable show like this. Yeah.
And you watch, they'll play, you watch, they will play, as much as we've railed on the, they'll play the Eartha Kitt thing, just, it's sort of an, like, in our faces thing. They'll play Brenda Lee, Effin' Pie.
Not as a warning, just go, this is music we like, look at that.
Yeah, we're going to play it. Yeah, whether it's filthy or not, we'll show you. We'll play it.
J-O and the F word in it, that's the music we like.
That's how they are. That's just how they are. TV people.
Yep.
That's what they like to do, is put it right in your face.
Yeah, they like to just go over the edge.
Girl eating beaver in your face.
Yeah.
They do.
So who watched, raise your hand, who watched Peter Pan Thursday night? We haven't spoken since Thursday.
I did not.
I didn't think so.
And I'm glad I didn't.
Well, you know what? I did. I recorded it.
Yeah,
it's 3 hours long.
You were excited about
3 hours. So I recorded it so I could skip through all the commercials. And I gotta tell you, I say this all the time. Television, how do you sell an advertiser on buying commercials on a medium where I don't know what the percentage is? Most of the shows we watch regularly, we'll deliberately wait an hour to watch it.
Yeah, people too. They time shift. They wait. Well, it started at 7. We'll start watching
it
at 8. And
we'll watch it in 40 minutes.
Can fast forward just through all the.
I didn't see one single commercial on Peter Pan, because I zipped through them all, but I did watch the whole thing. And I have to tell you, the reviews for it were, I would have been crying if I'd been in the cast and read the reviews. They got ripped to pieces. And I think unfairly, that Allison Williams, Brian Williams' daughter, I thought she did a terrific job. I still don't know that I get her being a boy. I don't know. You're going to tell me there's not a little twinkle toes guy in all of Broadway who could play Peter Pan? What's the deal with them continuing to have a girl be Peter? I don't get that.
Well, they made a joke. I don't know if you saw Saturday Night Live this weekend.
No, I haven't watched it yet.
They did a skit about Peter Pan, and they were making that joke that why is it always a cute little female doesn't look anything like a boy? Play Peter Pan.
It was a little weird to me, that part of it. And then, I guess it's a British thing. Peter, what is it with all the British stuff
kids
lately?
Were supposed to be,
half
yeah.
the reporters are British. You know, we finally got rid of that Piers Morgan, but he's still hanging around here and there. And Peter, what is that? Why can't we do an American version of Peter Pan and call him Peter instead of Peter? And then Christopher Walken. That, to me, that was the only disaster, was Christopher Walken. 1,000 guys would have been a more believable Captain Hook than Chris. Isn't Captain Hook supposed to be a really sinister, mean, frightening?
I thought so.
Yeah, Christopher Walken looked like Captain Hook 10 years after he'd retired from being Captain Hook, and he was drinking a lot or something. He was just too... I don't know. He wasn't scary to me. And he forgot his lines, and it was pretty obvious. I don't know a lot about, you know, live plays or Broadway or that kind of thing, but you know when somebody forgets their lines, when you're asked a question, and where should we do? What should we do, Captain? And the response is, nothing. And the silence, and then you can tell somebody gave him a cue off stage, and then he says the line. There are three or four of those. I couldn't get over what a massive production. And my point about the advertisers is I sort of watched a little of the behind the scenes, the making of Peter Pan. It must have taken a crew of 600 people, just the staging and the scenery and the props and the costumes. And that all had to be paid for through advertising that I'm telling you, nobody saw. I don't know that many people sat and watched that thing live for 3 hours. I think they zipped through it like I did. So that was... It wasn't the horrible thing that some of the reviews made it out to be. I did see, I'll talk about this later too, I saw a fantastic movie. It's at the that Plaza Frontenac thing, theater, Landmark or whatever it's called, and I don't know how much longer it's going to be running, and I don't think it was ever at many of the big theaters. Whiplash, have you heard of this?
No.
Wow, what a movie. I kept reading reviews. I told you this Rotten Tomatoes, which is kind of like, I'm sorry, Flixster, which is kind of like Rotten Tomatoes, tells you what percentage of critics like a movie and what percentage of moviegoers like it. And I told you the only one where I had seen 100% and 100% was the Glenn Campbell documentary. This one, this Whiplash, had 96 and 96%. I mean, that's a tremendous rating and review for a movie. So we went to see this thing. What an unbelievably powerful movie. And it's all about a kid who's a drummer, and he wants to be the best, and he's in a music school, which I guess is supposed to be like Juilliard or something. And his teacher is this J.K. Simmons. Do you know who this guy is?
Mm-mm, no.
All right, the farmer's insurance. We are farmers. The bald-headed guy who walks out and goes, you may think you're covered for this when you're really covered for this. He was also on Oz, which was HBO or Showtime, the prison show. He was, I think he's on one of those NCI shows that I don't watch. He's a doctor or something on CSI, NSMOPQRSTV, whatever those shows are. This guy, if you don't like the F word, he may have broken the old Goodfellas record for the F word. It's very strong, but what a movie. And I really do believe that his character was based on Buddy Rich, who many people consider to be the greatest drummer. Dan, you're a musician. I'm not a musician.
Yeah.
You would love this movie because there are lots of hardcore musical references. Do you read music?
Somewhat.
All right. I don't read music. I don't know music. I can't hear perfect pitch. I couldn't tell you if an instrument's tuned. I don't sing. But I love this movie, and I don't know one thing about music. I got to think that anybody who is involved in any aspect of music will just absolutely be blown away by this movie. It's rough. It's very rough. It's a hard-driving perfectionist teacher. It doesn't sound like it'd be much of a movie. Kid learns to play the drums, and he's a great drummer. Trust me. This is a good one. Well, Burke segment. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
And before you do, Dan, I just like for everyone listening, a quick update. Well, I'll do that when I get the pee on. Go ahead. Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I am about to put a picture of my new tattoo on our Facebook page. I got it Saturday.
I think you should.
I am. I'm going to put it right after we had
now,
them done.
Now, will you show just that area, or will you take your shirt off and show your entire upper body?
Well, I could take my shirt off and show my entire upper body.
And you know what happened? You'd be flooded with emails from the chicks.
Actually,
You don't want that.
Actually, I did. I had it done on my arm, on my left arm.
Well, I haven't even seen it yet.
Oh yeah, I had it done on my left arm, and then. I have a picture of my daughter with me, and so she has the heart with my thumbprint and her mom's thumbprint that was made into a heart, and the tattoo shop.
Here's a question: How did you have to just make a thumbprint on a paper or something for the artist to go by?
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, what happens is...
So is it a duplicate of your actual print? If a cop looked at your skin and they took a picture of it, they go, hey, and they ran it through the database? I mean, is it that accurate?
Detailed?
You know what? I don't know if it's exact. It's not probably not exact, but they took like a stencil thing and they put it on you and everything, and then they...
Had he done...
They do it.
I'm assuming it was a he, the tattoo artist. Had they done...
Yeah.
No, he'd actually never done a tattoo before. This is his first one.
Never did a tattoo before. No.
I hope I sterilized this thing okay.
Yeah.
It's only $20.
I saw how to do this on YouTube.
Yeah. No, it's a very nice shop, and I cannot remember the name of it. But my daughter, I sent my daughter a text to try and find out what the name of the shop was. But
who picked it? She did?
She did, yeah. She has a couple of friends that they had tattoos done there, too.
So what did you give him to work from, though? Did you make an imprint on paper? Or?
Yeah, she went, and she was in this race, like the some race for, like, autism or something like that. And Walgreens had a booth there, and they had identification little kits. And you can take... and make fingerprints of your kids. So she took...
Just an ink pad.
Yeah, so she took about three or four of those, and then we made thumbprints and everything, and then they went by that. They blow them up, and then they it was a whole process. It was
right, what are you going to put on the Facebook page? Just yours or hers, too?
Mine and hers.
Okay, when will that be out?
I'm putting it up right... Trying to put it up right now.
Are you doing it, or is Peon doing it?
I'm doing it.
What? You know how to put things on the... I don't know how to do that. I used to, and I haven't done it for 3 years, and I don't remember how to do it anymore.
Yeah. I just clicked share, and...
Share? What's she got to do with it?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, she has tattoos, I'm sure.
Tattoo her on your body, too?
Yeah. Yeah. I can't imagine.
Did it hurt?
It did a little bit, yeah. It's more of an uncomfortable feeling. It's just, like, irritating a little bit.
You can say little prick in this instance.
Yes,
in this circumstance, under these circumstances, you can actually say little prick.
Yeah. So
that would have felt like a little prick.
Yeah, probably a little bit more than that. A little bit more than that, but they don't do
like
it
like a medium-sized prick.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but they don't they don't do it the whole thing, like, constantly.
That sounded just like a tattoo being put on somebody.
He did a little bit at a time. Yeah. Sounds just like that. He did a little bit at a time, and then he'd wipe something off, and then he did a little bit more, a little bit more.
Did you bleed?
Yeah, bled a little bit, yeah.
That sure sounds like something I'd like to do.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was nowhere near as bad as I thought it would be.
It was also a small tattoo. It's not like an eagle across your back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't imagine getting something really big. And this is it's a fairly small tattoo, and you'll see it. But I just put it up on our Facebook page. So
people say the first tattoo is the gateway tattoo, and that leads
them
right.
To in 2 years, he's going to like something.
You're going to have
like
old sleeve now?
Or something.
No.
No?
Yeah, the entire sleeve. No, that's
your
it.
Face
you think
like
you're
Mike
done?
Tyson?
I think I'm done. Yeah, I think I'm finished.
Why don't
with
you have
that.
A tattoo of Alyssa's face put on your face?
What do you think about her? Do you think she'll get more?
You know what? She may get another small one, like on her ankle or something like that, or I don't know.
Yeah, that's what she tells you now.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's 18 now. She turned 18 Saturday.
Yeah, right? She did. Yeah.
Yeah. She's
all over telling her what to do.
She can do it without your permission now.
I know.
I need you.
I know. I know. It's horrible.
Yep. Anything else?
No, that was
it. So for people who want to see it, it's facebook.com/AMandThePM. And to answer the question so many people always ask, do I have to have my own Facebook page? No. Anybody can go to facebook.com/AMandThePM.
But I'm actually glad I did that.
Well, you know what? I know
something
you are because
experience.
It's something she wanted, and it meant a lot to her.
Yeah.
That's why you're glad you did it.
Yeah. And her mom also got one. She got a tattoo very similar to what my daughter got, Alyssa, a heart with Alyssa, made out of Alyssa's thumbprint.
Not with your thumbprint.
No, my thumbprint was not.
Splitsville.
Yeah, my thumbprint was not on there.
She got a tattoo of your corpse.
Yeah. Yeah. You can go ahead and tat my whole body up with that.
Of you in a casket.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, and I just want to say this, too, that Debbie is Alyssa's mom. And when I refer to my ex-wife as Satan...
You're not talking about Debbie,
not
because Debbie's not your
she's
ex-wife.
She's not your ex-wife, yeah.
No.
She's actually still your wife.
Yeah. Yeah, but we get along okay, and my boy's mother is... the daughter of Satan.
Right. That's the one that...
The one I refer to.
Yeah, we got that cleared up.
Yeah.
And now we turn to Peon, whose wife, Angela, due date is 12 days from today.
Goodness.
Yeah. Now we're on the home stretch. I'm going to predict between a week and 2 weeks late.
Okay.
I'm going to say little Peon Jr. will be here before the end of the year. I'm just pulling this out of the air. I'm just going to,
it's a possibility. Definitely.
But I will say between, I got to tell you something. I think maybe Christmas.
That could be.
And I told Peon, I'm serious. I told him on the phone over this weekend. I said, look, talk to her and see if she can hold this off till till we're not working, because I don't want Peon to have to leave the show to have for her to have a baby.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I don't want
and I think women can control that.
Sure.
You know, it's like a big bowel movement or something. You can kind of
right.
hold
just
it off
hold
or
it
you
it
can
in.
Push it. Or, you know. So I think she needs, if she sort of feels it coming. Yeah.
Suck it up.
Take a break and,
hold
it in until, I would say, ideally, Christmas Eve evening, because we're off Christmas Day and the next day, Thursday,
yeah,
Friday.
Perfect.
So, yeah, if she cares about the show, she can have that Peon, she can have Peon Jr., that would be the 24th. There you go.
Exactly.
24th, 5th, 6th, 7th, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So that's what she needs to kind of start working on.
She's getting a little uncomfortable at this point.
Well, it's not all about her.
Right. She's ready to...
there's a show here. You know.
Give the little guy an eviction notice. But I made her move to the couch to sleep because I can't take the heavy sighing anymore in bed.
And I like the way you said you made her move.
Yeah. I need my sleep.
You didn't ask her. You said move to the couch.
I need my sleep. So I said, go out on the couch and lay down.
Yeah.
Or because you can't fall asleep. Go out there.
Was she gassy?
No, just the heavy sighing. You know how they do that when they're uncomfortable.
Now, they don't get gassy until after they've had all their kids.
Right, yeah.
My wife's real gassy. She, a long time ago, had her
So, yeah, we're in the final countdown here.
Are you nervous?
Yes, yes.
Well,
there's definitely
be.
A combination of nerves, excitement, a little bit of terror thrown in there.
Terror.
They
can sew that up. Oh, terror.
Terror, yeah.
I said a little tear.
No, that hasn't happened yet.
It's the episiotomy.
Yeah. Terror.
Terror, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, there was definitely conflicting feelings because, you have nerves. Just you want everybody to be healthy and everything. So, yeah, it's definitely
I don't
mixed
care.
Emotions.
I know they can take great pictures now, and the whole ultrasound thing is a lot better than it used to be. I know all that, but still... There's this, you want to hear them say, everything looks perfect. That, you know, you
right.
You want to hear that.
Everything has so far, but yeah, he still needs to be delivered that way. So, so home stretch.
I'll bet he's already got a bunch of stuff. I bet he's got more stuff than you have.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not even
imagine.
No, yes, I can imagine.
Yes.
He's got clothes.
Yeah, he already has more clothes than I do.
Supplies of diapers and stuff all ready and stacked up, and people have already given him more gifts than you've probably gotten in the last 10 years.
The room is pretty much all done. The crib just needs to be put together still, but everything else is in place. The changing table, the glider. There's a specific chair called a glider.
Oh, yeah.
That's in there. The curtains are hung
by the chimney with care. I knew you were going to say that.
So, yes. Yeah, I spent, I think last weekend I spent putting together all the various sleeping items together. Bouncers, I think they're called. I don't know. They all have different names. But those are all put together, ready to go. The stroller was put together.
Yeah, and then people will get him stuff he can't possibly use for a year. They get ahead of themselves. Oh, here's a little electric rechargeable car he can sit
right,
on. We're not going to do that for a year, year and a half.
Yeah.
But they get it anyway.
It's nice. Yeah,
here,
you
got him a football.
It'll be there when he's ready for it.
Do you have anything for the Burke segment? Or?
I do. Do you want to wait?
Yeah, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll take your contributions to the Burke segment. That'll give me a chance to say hello to the folks at Associated Physicians Group, APG. They have offices, clinics, whatever you want to call them, places where they do what they do so well in Illinois, for the most part, and one in Missouri, and that's in Creve Coeur behind Bristol's. And that particular location is where they offer the Alternative to Knee Replacement Program. And I don't have a knee issue yet. I'm starting to get one in my left knee, and I had an MRI done, and they said it's arthritis. That's what I wanted to hear. Another old person term, arthritis in my knee. So I don't know what that's going to turn into. But if I got to the point where somebody said, well, it looks like we're talking knee replacement, yeah, in a minute I'd be over to APG and go, I want to know what you think. Do I really need knee replacement? Or let's get on to other parts of the body, neck, shoulder, and back. And they work on all this. They are in the rehabilitation, the physical therapy and pain management business, and they want to get you your mobility back. You know, when we were 12 or 15, we could run and just breakneck speed and then jump over a fence and fall down and jump up. We could skate and fall down and jump up and you get a little scrape or something, you laugh it off. You can't do that anymore. Things happen. And you don't have to be, you know, 50 or 60 or 70 for them to happen. It can happen to you in your 20s or 30s or 40s. And it could be a medical issue or it could be from an accident. They are in, as I said, the pain management and rehabilitation, rehab business, and they're really good. They have a terrific staff of people, and they've helped thousands and thousands of people not have to spend a lifetime on painkillers and in many, many cases not have to go under the knife. If you would like to know more about what they do, you really need to see their website. It's a great site, and it explains better than I can who does what at which locations. And the best way to remember it is All Pain Gone, APG. And then if you can just remember pain, because that's the thing you want to get rid of, it's APGPain.com.
Meet me.
Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we've got a closure now at North Florissant at Natural Bridge. We've got a stalled vehicle that's on eastbound 70 at Adelaide that's got the left lane closed. Looks like we have just westbound 70 traffic, just a little bit slow right around Jennings Station. Everything else so far is running pretty well. Some issues down towards the Festus area on 6167 that have the highway closed. And this traffic report is brought to you by Hallmark. Christmas is right around the corner, so don't forget to tell the people in your life how much you care with a Hallmark card. Pick one up today, available wherever Hallmark is sold. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Frank Ladd from The McGraw Show. In this season of rushing from store to store, party to party, let's remember the real reason for the season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
Dramatically improve the look of your kitchen before Christmas arrives and do it for less than you've ever imagined. It's the Granite Busters end of the year upgrade sale. Call Click or Stop In today and replace those old boring countertops with gorgeous granite or quartz. Here's how it works. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a stainless steel undermount sink and a sink grate for free. Go with 50 plus square feet of Category C granite and you'll get the sink, sink grate, and quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade all for free. And if you go with Category D or higher, then you'll get all of the above. Plus a lifetime granite sealer absolutely free. Only at Granite Busters, where you'll find over 135 colors and styles. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. It's the end of the year upgrade sale, and it's only at Granite Busters. Online at GraniteBusters.com.
Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires December 31st, 2014.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Altair Travel and Cruises. A couple weeks ago, I was watching the news, and there was a story about somebody who booked a trip through one of those discount travel places online through Google, and they followed them along the trip, and they showed just how awful it really is. So I am advising you that if you're planning a trip, whether it's corporate travel, business travel, group travel, family travel, let the experts handle it. Because now, more than ever, you need a travel agency you can trust. That's where Altair Travel Cruises comes in. 30-plus years in the business, whether it's going down to the Caribbean, whether it's to Europe, whether it's across the country for business, whatever it is, Altair Travel and Cruises. You're going to save money, time, and aggravation. 314-968-9600, altairtravel.com, or next to O.B. Clark's on Brentwood Boulevard. Altair Travel and Cruises, 314-968-9600, or altairtravel.com.
Firehouse Subs.
Maybe it's the way our USDA choice beef brisket is hickory smoked over 16 hours, then smothered in melty cheddar and special sauces in our own smokehouse beef and cheddar brisket.
Perhaps it's all the tender corned beef brisket, juicy pastrami, and melty provolone piled high in our New York steamer.
The combination of steaming hot smoked turkey breasts, Virginia honey ham, and melty Monterey Jack in our best-selling cooking ladder.
Or the aged Genoa salami, herb spice pepperoni, sweet Virginia honey ham, and melty provolone in the Firehouse Italian.
I'm Chris Sorensen.
And I'm Robin Sorensen.
We're the founders of Firehouse Subs.
We're not sure what makes our 10 specialty subs so special. Might be the fact that they're gourmet subs without the gourmet prices.
Firehouse Subs.
One bite, one taste, you're hooked.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. 1-800-900-9981. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures, all the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-900-9981. That's 1-800-900-9981. 1-800-900-9981.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
For the best lawn on the block, Dynagreen. Ask your lawn and garden dealer for Dynagreen or online at dynagreeninfo.com. They've got the best fall starter and grass seed. Dynagreen or dynagreeninfo.com.
This is Michael Dierberg from First Bank. Warmest wishes for the season from our family at First Bank to yours.
This holiday season, Subway is celebrating you because it's customer appreciation. The meatball marinara and the cold cut combo are now $2 each. Subway, eat fresh.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Better not be Eartha Kitt.
The snow.
No.
Dino. Snowing. Now with his contribution to the birth segment, soon to be dad.
Wow,
it won't be in no time. We'll be saying Papa Peon,
and we'll know the name of the baby.
Yes, and you'll reveal the name of Peon Jr. I'm probably just keep calling him Peon Jr.
Right? Yes, you probably will.
What do you have for us?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I get emails all the time from people saying your show is too juvenile. Why don't you guys discuss some serious topics from time
to time? You get email all the time?
I do,
from people?
All the time.
Wow,
people.
I never get that.
So I thought maybe we'd cover some more serious topics from day to day, you know.
Okay, I mean, how about you, Dan?
Oh, sure.
Quantum physics maybe one day.
Sure.
Molecular quantum biology physics maybe one day.
Sure.
Dark matter one day maybe. So I chose a topic for today that we'll discuss and cover it scientifically. Flatulence.
That's a common, that's a universal issue.
Exactly. It's a very serious topic, so I found some facts about flatulence that
now,
I thought
human
I'd
share flatulence
with
everybody. Or
human
I know
flatulence.
The cows,
yes,
they say are responsible to a great degree for what is it? Excess CO2,
methane gas.
Methane gas. This is human.
Yes.
All right.
So the first fact is each of us produces about 500 to 1,500 milliliters of gas per day.
See, I don't know that milliliter.
I don't either.
I don't know what that is.
So they narrow it down then to a number of times per day. What would you guess? Everybody. This is everybody now.
The average person.
The average person.
How many times a day?
Yes.
Poop is what I call
this
it.
This is a range they
poops
give you. They don't have an exact answer, but
Dan,
a range.
You go first.
What would you say?
I would say 12.
I'll say 20.
Pretty good.
You both are
10 to 20 per day.
Hey.
Yes. And it says
the
now way
that
it works
includes the silent but deadlies.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how it works is there's bacteria in your intestine that when you eat food, you know, it's some of the things we can't digest.
And by the way, this ought to shut the people up that say we're juvenile.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
This is
this
science.
Yeah.
There are enzymes that we cannot digest. So these bacteria in our intestines eat essentially this stuff for us.
Hmm.
And that's what when they eat the different carbohydrates and things, they as a byproduct, they produce gas.
So they're eating. What we don't digest is basically poop. That's what doesn't get digested. So these little things, these bacteria, they eat poop. Their breath must be horrible.
Oh, man.
I don't know if it's waste yet. Yeah, it's just the food, the stuff that can't get, that doesn't get broken down in the stomach.
Like corn.
Yeah. Right, yeah, essentially, yeah. Hmm. Well, you don't write that. The second fact, 99% of the gas you produce does not smell. How about that?
Doesn't smell.
Doesn't.
It depends on what you eat. Like if you eat eggs, if you eat certain
It does. It says things, hydrogen, carbon dioxide, and methane make up as much as 99% of the gas produced in our large intestines. But that 1% that releases the potent stink, as the article says, is some compounds with sulfur in them, hydrogen sulfide.
Did you ever take chemistry in high school?
Sure.
Yeah.
Did you play with hydrogen with sulfur and
ooh. Oh, it did
man,
stink.
It's that rotten egg smell. Yes. Yeah. And there's a lot of foods that are associated with that. You know, things like, you know, of course, beans, onions, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts.
Beans, the musical fruit. The more you eat, the more you poot.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid, that was the song we used to sing.
Yeah, cauliflower or
Brussels sprouts, broccoli, sprouts,
different dairy things.
There was another version. Beans, a work of art. The more you eat, the more, and it's got that F word in it. I don't like
it. It smells like you moved next to an MSD plant.
Gum and soda can make you flatulate more.
Huh.
Because of all the, because the swallowing that goes on.
Builds gas.
Yeah, because when you swallow air, that could lead to it, too. So
but
it's,
when you poot, it smells like bubble gum, so it's not too bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I wonder if you could blow bubbles out of your butt.
Well, you know what? Now you've reverted back.
I'm sorry.
Now people are going to complain, saying we're juvenile
again.
Now
we're going to get complaints.
We're having a very scientific discussion here, Dan. The next thing it says is that most people view the flatulence as a negative, but in fact, it's an actual, it's a result of a healthy, complex ecosystem in your intestines. That means your intestines are working correctly.
So if you're really healthy, you poot a lot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That would mean, and that'd be an indicator, my wife is really healthy.
Right.
That explains it.
Well, yeah, we had that one person that worked here who supposedly
she must
was eating a very healthy diet. And she was an extreme case.
What about when you get the walk-ins? You know, when you're walking, it's like each time you walk. Each time you take a step.
He just said the more you of that you have, the healthier you are.
Right. This article also says there's a simple reason why your own doesn't smell bad.
To yourself?
To yourself, as other people's. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Why is
your
that?
Own,
why is that, doctor?
Well, it says, the article says, we become habituated to our smells over time. So that's why sometimes when you walk into a stranger's house, it smells weird to you.
Oh, yeah.
But in fact, to them, they don't smell anything. It's just
like
you're used
hoarders,
to your...
those hoarders on TV.
Oh,
they
right. They can live in
crap.
A house full of cat feces and not even know it because you become habituated to your own smell. So that's... and it said essentially everybody's odors... of flatulence are different because they're all eating different diets and it's all complex.
You mean different like fingerprints? Like we can eventually
it's almost
identify
like snowflakes.
A criminal by the smell of his gas?
Yes, your own gas is essentially like a snowflake. Everybody's is different. That's why
that's
this
Bob
is going
Johnson.
To be great technology.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I recognize that smell. That guy's been in prison. He's out on parole.
Herb, when did you get here? the next one we, of course, know because Dan, of course, has tried this. It says, yes, you can light a
seen that.
Gas pass on fire.
I've seen it.
I lit a couch on fire, actually.
And it is, and that is because it is composed of flammable gases like methane and hydrogen.
Yeah, I know this is kind of disgusting. For those who missed that story years ago, Dan Strauss caught a couch on fire trying to light his own poop.
Yes.
That says it all.
Yep.
And we were in high school at the time.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That doesn't excuse it.
The next thing here, it says, no, you cannot hold gas in until it disappears. You know, we've talked about that before. You have that
sort of internal
that bubble,
and
it feels it almost feels like it internally explodes after you hold it for so long.
But you're saying it doesn't.
Yes, it actually it is a bubble of gas, so it can't go any. Well, I'm going to say what the article says here. There's ultimately nowhere for it to go besides out your anus.
Anus.
That's what it says.
You know, that's a good way to pronounce it. Anus. I don't like that.
What is that not right? Anus isn't correct.
No, it's not. But we're going to go with it. You're anus.
It says, yeah, it may feel like it goes away, but it leaks out gradually.
Back.
It leaks out gradually.
It just goes around the block and comes back later.
Yes. Yes. You may not know it sneaks out, but it sneaks out somewhere along the line. And then this next fact, they talk about Beano here and how Beano works. Essentially, because, you know, Beano is a product that says it prevents gas before it occurs.
Right.
So the pill contains an enzyme that cuts down these carbohydrates that the bacteria eat, and which it essentially turns to gas. It breaks them down into simpler carbs that our body can digest easier. So all that, all the carbohydrates that bacteria normally get to, it's not there anymore. So that's how it reduces.
So why don't people just, the food manufacturers, put Beano in the beans?
Well, that's where the next fact comes in. It says, however, there's a drawback to habitually taking Beano.
Ah.
It starves your FART-producing bacteria, which is not a good thing because we need that bacteria in our intestines for everything to work. So it says you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't it's part of our system
don't make
working.
It like right. Afrin, nasal
yeah.
spray.
Yeah, it's part of how our system works correctly, so you shouldn't prevent that. So. And that's the end of the article. I just thought I'd share that.
That was fantastic. And not juvenile.
So if you walked up and asked someone to pull your finger and then did that.
You're actually doing something healthy.
Yeah, you're actually asking
them to help
you.
They're participating in a healthy bodily function.
Right. If that's you good. Really need your finger to be pulled for that to happen. If not, you're
that's,
just
that's
the,
a medical
kind of
issue.
Being,
yeah.
Yeah.
And from what you said here, the more powerful and stronger it is, the healthier you are.
Yeah.
That system
exactly.
Is
that's how everything's working. Right.
Yeah.
That's a sign of a healthy person.
Did that article deal in like audible, like noise, the sound of it, and maybe the like the loudness, you know, the decibels and all that?
No, because I think that is all just depending on. The
he's still trying to take it into the
yeah,
juvenile.
Yeah, he is. He's trying to.
No, I was just. I was
bring us into
why
Kilcoin territory.
Why is it that some?
Yeah, why don't you work on their show if you like
yeah.
the dirty talk?
Yeah,
like juvenile
work on
stuff.
The filth show.
Talk about
Kilcoin
eating beaver
show.
Like they do. Yeah,
yeah.
You want to be on their show?
But yeah,
no.
I think that's
have
just all
life.
Has to do with the instrument and how the how it's passed through.
Well, okay. On behalf of all listeners, again, that was terrific. I didn't know all that.
So maybe we'll cover quantum physics tomorrow.
Yeah,
but I thought that's
a
good
think
start
it's good
for
that
us
we
to
get away from juvenile mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah, cover something scientific.
Like that was very good. Jose Hernandez will join us right after the news. So I would, if I were you, especially now, this is what people are out trying to figure out what iPad or tablet or laptop or what oh my goodness, what phone do we get? TVs. There's a whole major undertaking buying a television. Or maybe what you have is giving you problems or maybe now you have someone deployed or has moved away or way at school and you can't quite get the Skyping. What's the other one? Facebook or what is it?
FaceTime. Apple
Facebook,
products. Yes.
A little better than that. Yeah, FaceTime is actually really good, and I think a lot of ways better than Skype. So, you know, what's the difference? Why is it not working for me? Any of those questions, Jose is the guy. So be prepared and be ready to call. He'll do a little monologue, and we'll get to that. Also, when he's finished, I have a really interesting list. Most of this stuff you knew already, but some you didn't. Did you see the on the news, the home security camera that captured that person who just brazenly walked up and took a package off the front porch?
They'd had
a FedEx delivery or something for Christmas, and this person saw it delivered, just walked up and took it.
That's an epidemic now.
Yeah,
yeah,
the bad news for that person is they had a home security camera at the front porch, and so they got them, and they got the car, so they'll find this knucklehead, and hopefully they'll go to jail. But I have a list, and it's made up from work that law enforcement did with burglars, with people who had actually been convicted, and they sometimes will. It's like that Catch Me If You Can guy, Frank Abagnale. You know, he ended up working with the FBI.
Right.
So these burglars have said, hey, here's the stuff we look for. And it's a pretty interesting – there are a couple of things in here I think you'll find really, really interesting that you didn't think about. Now, people think of the obvious, like, oh, stop delivery of the paper if you get it, because they'll stack up and pile up and somebody will know nobody's home. You know, that stuff is in here. But there's some other things. For example, if you don't have a burglar alarm, you actually do, probably, and you don't realize it. So I'll leave you hanging with that, but we'll get to that when we come back too. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Now, by this weekend, I know on our weather that we do with whichever TV station it is, the guy said earlier, I heard him, he said, and by next weekend, we're up into the 50s. I think he means this weekend. I don't think they give
like a
12-day forecast. He said next weekend. I think he means this weekend, 50s. All right, that's good news. But remember, folks, last year, when we hit that 10 below, it was the first part of January, I believe. So it can come at us any time. You must make sure that heating system is working well. And if you already feel like something wasn't quite right when it did dip down already into the upper teens, Matheny Heating and Cooling. They will be happy to take care of you, whether your heating and cooling system is at your home or your business. And that can be big, it can be small. If you live in St. Louis County or 98% of St. Charles County, Matheny is the people we would like for you to just give one shot. That's all we ask. You have them out one time. I don't think you will ever need to call anybody else again. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 72 years doing what they do so well. Family business, if you want to know more, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Parktown Audi is your premier Audi dealer in St. Louis. Centrally located in Kirkwood, Parktown Audi is in its 40th year of operation. Hi, I'm Jake Naughton, sales manager at Parktown Audi. For 40 years, Parktown's been selling Audis at the lowest price in St. Louis. That's right, no one else beats our pricing. I guarantee.